Liturgical Day, Sunday the 30th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, he began to call out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." Many people scolded him and told him to keep quiet, but he shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." He immediately threw aside his cloak, jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Master, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go on your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he could see, and he followed Jesus along the road. Our commentary is by Father Pera Campagna from Spain. Today we can see a man who amidst his own aches and pains finds his true happiness thanks to Jesus Christ. It is a person with two shortcomings. He cannot see, and he is unable to work for a living, which forces him to beg. He needs help, and he is sitting by the roadside, outside Jericho, where a lot of people pass by. He is lucky to be there when Jesus is leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd. Obviously, that blind man has heard about Jesus. He must have been told about the miracles he did. So when hearing him pass by, he started to call out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The people who were going along with the master tell the man to be quiet. They do not think of his sad personal situation. They're being selfish. But Jesus does not care about the beggar and tells them to call him. Immediately the blind man jumps up and goes to the son of David, beginning their dialogue with a question and an answer. Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man answers, "Master, let me see again." And Jesus grants him the gift of double sight, the corporal sight, and most importantly, the faith, which is the inner vision of God. St. Clement of Alexandria says, quote, "Let us put an end to the oblivion of the truth. Let us unclothe our heart and dispel the ignorance and darkness that as a cloud darkens our eyes, and let us contemplate who is really God," unquote. We often complain when we say, "I do not know how to pray." Let us then follow the example of the blind man in the gospel. He insists on calling Jesus, and he tells him what he needs with just three words. We need more faith? Let us just say, "O Lord, increase my faith." We have relatives or friends who have ceased to practice their Catholic faith? Let us make this prayer, "O Lord, let them see again." Is faith so important? What shall we say if we compare it with physical sight? The blind man's condition was very sad, but much sadder is the life of the unbeliever. Let us tell them, "The Master calls you. Place your needs before him, and Jesus will generously reward you."